The 2004 Summer Olympic Games begin tomorrow in Athens, 2,780 years after the first Olympics in ancient Greece, and more than a century after the revival of the Games in modern Greece. More than 10,000 athletes are expected to compete, and close to 4 billion people are expected to watch, mostly on television. The most anxious viewers may be those right there in Greece, whose national pride and self-respect hinge on the Games. From Athens, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Athens Mayor Dora Bakoyannis addressed several hundred international reporters this week at the Zapion, the century-old neoclassical building with a grand open-air rotunda. She smiled broadly and boasted.
Just a few years ago, it was not so clear that to most Athenians that there would be much to celebrate in the year 2004. We have received much criticism from abroad. There were admittedly some unjustified delays in some Olympic projects. Greeks were determined to set things right, and we did.
Athens has been transformed, Bakoyannis said, into an Olympic city with new roads and railways. Even the reporters seemed impressed, some applauding when the mayor finished. Many Greeks are impressed as well. A short walk from the Zapion, a long line formed at an Olympic ticket booth next to the marble, horseshoe-shaped Panathenaic Stadium rebuilt for the 1896 Olympics. An Athenian who only identified herself as Vaso told us she's excited about the Games.
It's the city, it's the feeling, it's the venues. The venues are luxurious, and it's the spot, it's the place.
The Mediterranean spirit, let's say, yeah.
And it's a Mediterranean trade, Vaso says, that explains the belated rush to buy tickets.
As you know, as you may know, the people in Greece are people for who buy and make things, last-minute buyings, yeah.
Another woman tells us later that Greeks enjoy the process of preparation. We need pressure, she says. That is our secret. We'd heard that thousands of Athenians were abandoning the city, catching ferries for Greek islands. At the port of Piraeus, travelers step from trains and rush with luggage to the ferries. We've heard that some fear massive traffic jams or terrorist attacks during the Games, but everyone we speak with cites an August ritual in Greece. Dina Mitsopoulou is a postgraduate student.
We have vacations now, that's the reason.
But why not stay for what is going to be one of the biggest events in the history of your country?
I believe that the first problem is the economical problem. Many people don't have the money to go to the Olympic Games. And the life here in Greece is very difficult. There are not many jobs. People don't have a lot of money. So I believe this is the first reason.
A fellow student tells us there'll be even less money for Greeks if taxes go up to pay Olympic debts. But Mitsopoulou says she'll watch the Games on TV while away in the Greek islands, joining millions of viewers across Greece and billions around the world. She hopes the Olympics change the world's skepticism about Greece.
I believe that there is an opportunity for the Greek people to show that they're worth. They can do their job good because many people underestimate us. They believe that we don't work here in Greece, we don't have the means to perform a big event. And this is a big opportunity for Greece, for Hellas.
Athens Mayor Dora Bakoyannis put it this way. I would never say I told you so, but I would say trust the Greeks. That may be a bit premature, since there's 17 days now of making the Games work. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Athens.